This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik filling in for Mark Haney, artist and librarian Steve, and I forgot to ask how to say it, Kemple. Kemple spends a lot of time working to make a visit to the Public Library of Cincinnati in Hamilton County a fun and creative experience. He curates the monthly experimental music at the library, performance series, and organizes events such as film screenings and live shows. Steve joins us to talk about what it takes to spice up a traditionally quiet and conventional space. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk@wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. Good afternoon.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Certainly glad to have you here. So I remember the days of the movie The Music Man, and in that library scene with Mary and the librarian, everyone's going shh through the whole thing. Sounds like you don't believe in shh at the library.
Well, I mean, silence is a really important part of libraries. You can go to the library, and it's there are areas where you can concentrate and think in solitude and read, and there are areas where, you know, you can talk and have conversations. Conversations are a big part of what libraries are today. You know, when you check out a book, you're having a conversation with the author, or, you know, you go to the library to hang out with your friends or meet people or exchange ideas. The library is a really exciting place, and it's just getting more exciting.
Well, you've done a lot to make it more exciting. You've done some things that I think would surprise a lot of people. I saw a picture of you in a gorilla suit. And tell me why one wears a gorilla suit at the library.
It just seems like the right thing to do.
Tell me more.
Well, the gorilla suit was actually a wedding gift.
So that says a lot about you right there, right?
Oh, yeah. So I've just kind of had it laying around. And as both an artist and a librarian, I'm interested in creating conditions where people can be curious about the world. Because if you're curious, you go on to learn things. And that, you know, makes people better informed, more interesting, who can go on to lead more fulfilling, richer lives. And so what does that have to do with a gorilla suit? Well, part of making people curious is doing things that are, you know, maybe a little bit incongruous. You know, someone's going to look at a gorilla suit and be like, that's a guy in a gorilla suit.
In the library.
And it's kind of that pause that is a moment of thinking differently about the world.
Now, are you directing the guy in the gorilla suit at kids or adults or everybody?
Everybody. It doesn't come out too much these days. I try to save it for special occasions, but I do keep it at my desk just in case.
Well, you also do a lot with music. Talk about the music that you do at the library.
Yeah, I actually oversee our the music collection at the main library's popular library department. We have around 100,000 CDs and almost 10,000 LP records. So I'm in charge of
still records,
and they circulate like crazy.
Really?
You can check them out.
Now I remember doing that when I was in high school, but you know that was back in the 70s. So.
Yeah. Our vinyl collection circulates like gangbusters, and it just keeps going up. So you know we have this amazing music collection, and I also do programs to try and get people interested in the collection. So I do a series called Listen to This, which is every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 o'clock at the main library. And we'll focus on a different topic of music. It could be a composer or music from a particular country, like we did music from North Korea once, or the eccentric Australian composer Percy Grainger. Those are two of my favorites that we've done. And we'll listen to CDs or LPs and talk about them. And it's just a really informal kind of listening party style event. I also do live music events every third Wednesday. It's a series called Experimental Music at the Library, which is pretty much exactly what it sounds like. It's been going on since 2012. And I invite different artists to come in and do their stuff in the library relatively quietly.
And anybody that wants to watch can.
Anybody that wants to watch can. And it's resulted in a lot of really kind of bizarre and interesting interactions. Like one time we had somebody played our ATM machine as an instrument. Another time somebody dressed up as a mad scientist and slowly through the course of about 10 minutes transformed into a dinosaur in our running around our graphic novel section. And sometimes the events will be participatory. So, you know, if you're in the audience, you might be literally roped in to the performance. You know, they'll hand you an instrument or something or a piece of rope.
Well, it sounds like, you know, you've done this for a little while now. When you first started doing some of these more interesting or what some might call eccentric things at the library, how did the reaction go from other staff members? Were they all open to this, or were they saying, this is a library, behave yourself?
I was actually really surprised, pleasantly surprised at how open people were. I mean, you know, think about librarians, they're some of the most interesting and open-minded people in the world. And I feel so privileged to like get to work with them all the time, and get to call myself one. But yeah, for the most part, everyone was, you know, was all for it and was like, hey, let's try this crazy idea and see what happens. I honestly didn't think that it would last very long. I'm all about trying weird things and failing spectacularly. Like I did one series a couple of years ago called Laugh and Lunch, where every Friday you could bring your lunch to the library and sit and we would laugh at nothing for an hour.
How does that work?
Well, I brought up some old joke books from, like, kids' joke books from the 70s, like the real groaners, like puns and riddles and stuff, and we would just take turns reading from them and laughing. We did it for about 6 months, and, you know, I aimed to fail spectacularly, and I did, but it was fun while it lasted.
You need to play Who's On First. That's what you need.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, what are some of the things that have been the most successful?
Well, experimental music at the library is definitely probably the most successful thing I've done. I get artists from all over the world actually email me saying they're interested in playing because they've heard about this weird performance series that's in a library? How do we be a part of this? Another successful thing that I've done is something called CD of the Month Club. Which you can go to our website and sign up for, and you just tell us about the kinds of music you like or don't like, and we'll pick out a CD for you and send it to you every month. We just sent out our 15,000th CD.
And do you mail these? Well, how do you do it? Or do you just, like an MP3 of it? What do you do?
It's actually, we just place them on hold for people. So if you go into the library and you want to, you know, pick up a book or DVD or whatever from, I don't know, say the Avondale branch, and it's not in, you just go to our website, you can place it on hold, and we'll give you a call or send you an email when it's ready. So we just use that same infrastructure to put things on hold for people that we think individually, each individual person that we think they'll like. We have...
How do you have time? I mean, that sounds... you know, if you have that many people, how do you have time to pick out a CD for each one of those people?
Well, I haven't slept since 2008.
I believe it.
No, that's not true. We have around 800 members right now. We have myself and three other staff members selecting CDs. And we just, you know, each one of us tries to send out about 10 a day or so, and we get through it every month. Sometimes we get a little behind, but,
what is the reaction from people as they get those CDs? Do you hear anything back?
Yeah, I actually just got an email from somebody this morning saying how much they loved their CD. Sometimes we put little slips on them that say, greetings, CD of the Month Club member. We picked out this CD just for you. We hope you like it. And then sometimes they'll write little personalized notes on it. And every so often someone will write their response to the CD on it, and it'll make its way back to us. When people sign up, they can select how mind-blowing they want their selections to be on a scale from 0, which is don't bother sending me something I've never heard before, to 5, I dare you to blow my mind. We get almost all 5s.
Really?
For everybody who signed up. There are a few, you know, 3s and 4s and 1 or 2 zeros, but...
All right, so I love Broadway musicals, and I love musical theater and all those sorts of things. And if you wanted to blow my mind, what would you send me?
Oh, boy. Well, I'd have to – let's see here.
I know. I'm putting you on the spot.
You don't
have to decide right now.
Okay. Well, I would –
but is that the kind of information you're looking for
exactly.
from people?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you have to be, of course, then a card-carrying member of the library, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. You just have to have a library card. And you can just go to our website, cincinnatilibrary.org. On the top left, you'll see a tab that says books, music, and movies. Just put your mouse over that or tap it with your, on your device, and it'll give you some options. And one of them is CD of the Month Club. There's also this new thing, which I didn't make, but it's brand new, and I'm really excited to tell people about it. It's called Book Hookup, and it's like CD of the Month Club, except with books.
Uh-huh.
And so that's brand new. We just started it like this past month. And you just tell us about your favorite books that you enjoy and your, you know, the kind of characters you like or the kind of subjects you like reading about, and we'll pick out a book and send it to you.
So you really go out of your way to help people connect with the items that you have there at the library.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's what we're here for.
What's the biggest event, the next event coming up?
Actually, tomorrow at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. on Wednesday, Jared Presley and SSD Engage are performing for experimental music at the library. They use things like old Game Boys and Ataris to make kind of weird video game music. And so that's tomorrow at 7 o'clock.
All right. Well, that is great. Thank you so much for your time and all of the effort you put into all of your work there at the library.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a pleasure. And I wish you could see Steve's outfit here today because it is a joy.
I aim to confuse.
It's working. Artist and librarian Steve Kempel with the Public Library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition. Archives of our programs are available at WVXU.org. Producer for today's show was Pete Reitmeier. The assistant producer was Belinda Kai. Technical director Rick Andres. I'm Mary Ann Zalesnik.